Journal entry for October 13th, 2012. So, things have been really complex. I don't really know how to put things in a way that someone else can understand it, only besides me. I'm horrible with talking. I'm horrible with getting a point across that I meant to be something else, and instead it gets turned into something that I didn't mean for, but at the same time, I also didn't think about what I said. I say things a lot of the times, and they get misconstrued as being rude when I really have a good intention behind it, but at the same time, I approach things in a really bad sort of way. I guess in some sort of sense, I feel like maybe this is all just, you know, maybe I'm just learning this now. Maybe I'm just finally making the adjustment. I don't really know. It feels like I've been asleep. It feels like I've been only catching glimpse of consciousness. And every now and then, you want to understand. You want to understand. You want to understand what's going on in your life. You want to take it by the horns. You want to grab it. And you want to be able to take it and control things and make your life the way you want it to be. But it doesn't always work out the same way that you planned on it working out. And that's the hard truth that I had to learn. It's the hard truth I've had to pick up and try. And I'm still picking up where I once was at when I was 17. And I'm trying to pick up after that. Something said to me that I shouldn't have been taken out of public school and did online, but, I mean, if I would have continued, things just would have went even worse. If I would have went to a public school. But in some senses, you know, now I'm regretting it, not going to a public school. It was discipline in some sense, and I became more independent because of it, but I've also become more sheltered. I don't know if anybody's listening to this. I don't know if anybody cares. I don't know if anybody wants to care. I don't know if anybody's got any care left. But I'm trying to make progress with my life. I'm trying to get everything back to where the way it was. But there's this thing that hasn't been unsaid in any format that you can possibly present it. It's been said every way possible. And it seems like I've been ignoring it. Pardon me, I've got a slight bit of a sinus issue. But what it is that people always say the term, you have to move on. You have to move on with life. You have to move on doing something else. You have to move on because everybody has the same struggle. And in some sense, I believe in that. And then at the same time, things get more personal. When you break things down, things are a little bit more complex than what we all like to think about it as. And in a sense, I feel like things are slightly different. They are. They're completely different for everybody. They really are. I mean, you really can't say that one person has the same outcome out of something than the next person. I mean, that's the same thing with medicine. Medicine, you know, not every medication works on somebody. I mean, in this case, you know, I don't like Xanax. And instead I take Klonopin, which I'm currently trying to detox from, because I felt like I was reaching my peak. It's good to have a pill every now and then, but, you know, there's only certain times, and I get anxious really easily. I don't know what does it exactly. But I think it's just anxiety just coming and creeping up on me, and then I obsess about it until I'm tired and I'm beat, and I finally accept the things that I don't want to really accept. I mean, people tell it to me, you know, saying that you just gotta buck up and do what you gotta do and, you know, live in this desolate place where you're only judged for how good your sponsor is, and otherwise you're nothing. And it's hard to grasp onto different, it's hard to grasp that, the reality of everything. You're only as good as your sponsor. And they tell us everything that preservation is key. But it's just not true. It's not. There's nothing true about it. I don't believe that we live in a complete world full of just people that are throwaways or rejects or people that can't get it right, that people should give up on them. Because, I mean, it would really suck if some of the people that I really love, even though how they may feel about me right now isn't ideal, but there's a lot of people I really love and care about, and it sucks sometimes when you haven't heard from them in a while, or maybe, you know, you think about them all the time, and there's a lot of thoughts going around in my head. I'm sorry if this isn't making much sense to anybody else besides me. I'm trying to cover a lot of bases and a lot of topics and see how they all tie into each other, because eventually that's what it comes down to. It comes down to me, Alex, who I am, what I am. It's the things that not everybody understands, that everybody's different, you know, and sometimes I don't feel like people understand that. Sometimes I feel like people don't really respect that. Everybody is different. Everybody's a completely different person. Nobody's the same person that they are when they, you know, wake up each morning. You know, not everybody has the same issues like, you know, the next person. Just like I said, you know, medication doesn't work for everybody. Some medications work worse. Some medications work better. I mean, I don't know. Some people think that medication is bad. Some people think medication is great. I don't really know, to be honest with you, what I think it is. I think in this state, it could be either or. It could be both at the same time. It could be good and bad. It's got its good and bad. I mean, for me especially, getting off of my anti-anxiety has caused a lot more anxiety in itself. When you drop that thing cold turkey, it's hard. It's a hard thing to do. And you have so many chemicals in your body trying to, you know, looking for that bit of whatever you took that they're so used to getting, and then they're not getting it, and then your mind goes a little bit off track, it gets negative. And so we put on this false bravado while we're trying to get off of this medication or get away from this medication that we don't need this for the time being. You know, we think, oh, you know, it's just part of the process. It's not part of the process. If you want to get off of something, you do it in segments. You never do it cold turkey. Never. And that's what I've began to learn. Even the drugs that aren't prescribed by pharmaceutical companies, marijuana, for an example, drugs that are still used in a sense of there's legality issues, of course, but I mean it's the high, the feeling, the good feeling that you get doesn't last forever. The feeling that you get, the relief that you get from anti-anxiety doesn't last forever. You can't put it off. You can't put yourself in that position and turn it, just flip it off. You can't turn it around. You can't turn it into something else. You can't just turn it off. You have to ease off slowly. It's hard. Hard to do. I've been through an addiction before, and I'm damn as well ready to get through another one if I have to. The question is, will you go back? And none of us really know that answer. A relapse is really hard. There's been many times where I thought about going back to my previous medication beyond Klonopin. And I saw the benefits, but I weighed them out. What would I be more happy with? Something that completely nulls everything and completely makes me emotionless, I mean, and gets rid of all my emotions? Or would I be satisfied with something that maybe didn't nullify everything? Laid it out plain, but gave me the calmness and the potency of the calmness to just, not without fogging up my mind, but gave me the calm feeling so that I can understand what I'm dealing with. That's where I'm at. I don't expect anyone to agree with me or understand. But something in me just really sparked. I've been stuck a long time in the same area of my mind, trying to rebuild something that I don't even know if I can rebuild it anymore. Something so delicate that I've messed up so many times after getting so many different chances. I don't know if it's even close to being repaired or, you know, remade or however you want to go about it. However you want to call it. I don't even know if it's possible to rekindle it into something else. Because I've been given so many second chances and they've all ended the same. Alex goes, Alex makes another mistake. You know, Alex says some things that aren't good to say. And then, boom, it hits him. He realizes that he's lost the love of somebody else that cares about him for something that he created himself and did. He's not a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim to any of this. It sucks. It really does. Because I'm sitting here trying to put back together my teenage years and my childhood and everything that I want back on the table. I'm trying to put it back together so that I can get things straight. But it's just coming along too slow. We all ride the same elevator. We're just on different floors. So to everybody out there that's struggling, everybody out there that feels like they can reach the lowest of they've reached the lowest of the low, and that feel the way I feel, trying to piece back together something that may not ever get pieced back together. Who knows? Who knows what time has? Who knows? I mean, people say time doesn't show for shit. But you know what? That's bullshit in itself. Because everything ages. Everything goes. Everything comes based on time. Numbers. Everything in your room. Everything that you stare at. It's all calculated in numbers and time. And time consists of numbers, of course. So everything that you do has a reaction. It's part of the Lorenz chaos theory. A lot of which the chaos butterfly comes across on. And the thing that people fuck up about it is that the theory states these ideas, the possibility of something changing is unpredictable. Like, what would happen is unpredictable. But as well as whatever you're altering, you alter something the slightest bit, depending on how you change how you talk to somebody one day to how you help somebody out the next. It changes. It changes. The game changes. Every little step that you do, everything you do, I'm not saying is watched. I'm not saying is presented in front of some God that tells you whether or not you're going to heaven or you're going to some place called hell where all you do is suffer. We all go to heaven and we all learn our mistakes. I'm sure half the people in the prison right now, in maximum prisons that aren't going to be seeing the day of light beyond windows and bars and cage, almost cage fences. I bet they regret everything that they've done, the people they've hurt, even the people that have killed people because they felt entitled to. I bet they regret it. I bet it. I bet. And the reason why is because I can tell the misery that it must have caused having to deal with that. A, the fact that you just killed someone, and B, the ramifications it has on your own life and your own family, that you took someone that was really special to somebody else and they you made them disappear off the face of the earth. They will never live again. That kind of shit doesn't hit you just in one night. That kind of shit hits you over the past years of thought. Maybe it's worthless to anybody else but me, but that's really how I feel. That's really how I feel. I feel like everybody has fucked up and feels regretful about things. And I guess I'm just one of those people that is still trying to piece together the past to try and make for a better future, but doesn't realize that instead he's letting his future go past him. His future is becoming the past, and the past is becoming my future, in some sense. It's switching. I wouldn't say literally switching, but I'm making my own mistakes again and again and again. Until the umph degree, until everybody's had it with my sorries. Everybody's had it with my apologies. How many times were they? I know what they think. They say to me, like, I can read it on somebody's face and the way that their tone of voice is. I can tell. I can tell exactly. How many times is this guy going to feel sorry for himself? How many times is it going to be until maybe this guy decides he's fucking finally learned? How many times is it going to be until he finally realizes that the mistakes he's making are all because of him? Him not moving on. It's hard. It's a bitter pill to swallow. It is. It really is. And then when you finally meet it, when you finally reach inside of your inner self and actually pull yourself out of that, everything comes crashing down. Because you're stuck in the past trying to rekindle something that may never, ever work out. And it's hard to come to grips with that, and it makes me sad, to be honest. Because there's a lot of shit that I would redo. There's a lot of stuff I would redo to this very day. I would redo so many things. Go back, rewind, say the things I really felt, the good things, make less enemies, tell the people that love me or loved me that I no longer can have communication with how much I really love them, despite what they may feel against me. And that shit really gets to you, you know that? The shit really builds up, and it's hard. I mean, right now, in fact, I'm sitting here trying to deal with it myself as we speak. It's hard not being able to go back and fix things. Retrace steps. Start over. There's no retry. This isn't a video game. This is life. There's no retry button. But I will tell you this. Sometimes when you are in the darkest places that you can possibly be, it makes it easier to see the light. Sometimes the darkest road may not look the most attractive, but it's the only way to go. And in that moment, when you can appreciate the beautiful things, the way that just the smallest things, the way that the beauty of a butterfly, when you can appreciate that life in itself, being able to breathe, not wishing you were dead, not wishing you were just hung up on something else, not wishing that you committed suicide. I read the news today, and I did read about, well, this was an article a long time ago, but about a man who came home to his stepson who killed himself, hung himself in the garage. And when the police got there, they beat the man, the father, the stepfather, because they thought it was him, but it wasn't. So to add on to his trauma, was he not only mortified and in distress already about his stepson killing himself, the guy offed himself, and then the police come and beat up the stepfather. They tell him to sit down, and then, you know, he's sitting there trying to have a hard time, you know, trying to explain, you know, that he just got home, blah, 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 and the police officers, like, pat him down, hold him down, and start punching him. That's horrible. That must have been one horrible thing. And if you don't believe me, you can look it up. Man gets beaten up by FBI after son commits suicide. Look it up. It's pretty traumatizing to see that happen. Hell, there's suicide videos online all the time of people committing suicide. Not on YouTube, but on the internet, yeah. And what do we do? We laugh at it. People laugh at it. Some of those people that just want to see the world burn. The people that sit there and they just want to create the most negative things that you can possibly think of and spur something. The people that won't let things go. The people that won't let things breathe. People in the government, the way that everything works, nobody lets that shit go. People think Obama's a Muslim, people think he's all this and that. Why can't we just let it go? Nothing can be done now, except for the fact that maybe I might re-elect him. Yeah, I said it, I might re-elect him. Fuck Romney. I don't like Romney. Do I think that Obama's done the greatest job with our country? No. But I don't see any more benefit coming from the people with Romney. Now, some of you people out there that may be listening to this may disagree. That's perfectly fine. You know what? That's all you, man. I mean, that is your opinion. You are entitled to it just like I'm entitled to mine. But in my state of mind right now, I would rather give somebody another chance than let it slip into something further. And at this point, I know what taking chances are. I know what giving second chances are like. Getting second chances are like. I know all of it because I've gotten way too many. I fucked up every single one of them. I fucked it up beyond all belief. Beyond the possibility that maybe it could be, things could be fixed. I fucked that shit up. Everything is done. And now I'm stuck. down the rabbit hole, and back again. Maybe this rabbit hole that I get into might just somehow change my life in some sort of weird way. I don't know. I don't make any money. The only money I do make is off of doing things to help out around the house. At least I'm not lazy. But I've been trying to find a job for about a good year and a half. Just got my license in May. So that helps. But it's still not ever enough. I can't even get to college. Can't even get into college, I mean, because of the fact that I don't have that money backbone anymore to get into college. I don't have people that are... I don't have the most financial stable situation right now. I don't have, two parents that are able to pay that much money for something I really want to do. Something I'm really dedicated to. So I got to make my own. And that's what's really stopping me. I want to get a job so bad I'm willing to work anything right now besides construction. I'm even willing to go work fast food if that's what it comes down to. But I mean, anything to put a dollar in my pocket or something so I can get out of this. So I can move on with my life, be something successful, get back to being something desirable by everybody else. Looked upon as something as a role model and get out of this slump. Maybe I've said too much already and already lost you. But that's just how I feel.